He was all alone and with no help from God. He bore that by himself, the horror of darkness and pain and suffering. And when he met every claim, satisfied the claims of justice, when it was all met, and justice and justice said, "This is it. The sin debt is paid for." And that's what it said, having loosed the pains of death. Death was loose from him. It stopped. It couldn't. And God was so good that he took that body that was beaten to the point that it was not recognizable as a man. He took it and took his divine power and glory and his divine ability and put that body back in shape. Put it back together, and he didn't put it back together as a body that was flesh and blood, but he put it back as a resurrected body. Y'all in the house? Everything about that body became divine. And he got it now. Everything about his body is divine. The reason why we know, because none of us can do it. He just walked through the wall. If he wants to show up, he can come down through the ceiling and stand right here by me or stand there beside you. But we have to have a door. Let me try to go through that wall. I'm going to have a problem. But he ate flesh. He ate fish. And his glorified body. When the word says, with God, there are no impossibility. That is the absolute truth. But what God wants you to do tonight as I talk to you is get your mind renewed, because you've been brought over into this kingdom, but you're going to have to operate with this natural body for a little while, and he wants to show you how to take care of it. Hallelujah. So we can get some things done. There's a great task ahead of us. There's a great work that must be done. We'll come to a place in the time of the history of the church that thing must be done, and it's going to take God to do them. And we can't think little. We can't think small. We got to get our mind renewed so we can think like God thinks. And never let words of containment and come out our mouth anymore. That I can't do that. No, 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 no. I can do all things through Christ. Even though you are tested, you're tried, you are confronted with things. You got to get your mind renewed to the point that it doesn't matter what it is. God said for me to do it, it's done. God and me can get the job done because I'm working together with the King. Hallelujah. So let's read on. Verse 28. I think I stopped at 27. Let me read 27 just to make sure. He said, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. That's right. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. I want you to keep that word in mind, the ways of life. Because we're going to talk about life a little here in a minute. Thou shalt make me full of what? Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak of you unto the patriarch David, that he's both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, He would raise up who? Christ to sit on his throne. He's seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul were not left in hell. And you know, I remember years ago, I was just started preaching. I hadn't been preaching that long. And I was preaching over in West Point somewhere. And I made the statement that Jesus went to hell. Now you should have seen all those preachers like they fell off the seat. They thought I was so wrong. Can you see? I mean, all these supposed to be old preachers in the ministry. And I made the statement and I showed it, you know, said it. Jesus went to hell. Because, I mean, he said right here, thou will not leave my soul in hell. I mean, you can't leave somebody where they haven't been.
Right.
You know, if I'd never been to New York, you can't leave me there. So anyway, and neither would I suffer thy holy one to see corruption. You know, David, that's what he's saying. David died, they buried him, and his body decayed. He didn't resurrect. So he couldn't be talking about David. So he had to be talking about Jesus. Because he said his flesh didn't see no corruption. His flesh didn't deteriorate. Because he was only in there 3 days. And God raised him up from the dead. Amen. Verse 32 says, let me get to it. Verse 32 said, this Jesus, listen to this now. This Jesus has God raised up. What about that you don't understand? It just said, this Jesus who didn't see any corruption, God raised him up. Hello? We are all the witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God and exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. Verse 34, David is not ascended into heaven. I mean, make it real plain. But he says himself, the Lord says unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy footstool. And he said, the Lord said unto my Lord. In other words, the Lord God said unto the Lord Jesus. Jesus is David, Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. So, having read that, let's talk about life. The text we read says, thou will show me the path of life. I want to talk about life. I'm going to say some things tonight. And much time if I have tonight, and I will stop when I have to. I want to say something. Life. I did this. I read this last Wednesday night, but we are going to go through it again. I want you to listen. Life. What was God's purpose in bringing us back to life? Think about it. Out of all the creation you know about, I know you don't know everything, and I don't either. But from reading the Word and studying this Word, think about it now. And then the psalmist says in Psalm 8, and I believe verse 3, somewhere in there, maybe 5, but it's in that Psalm 8, you'll find it. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And as you study that word out from the Greek and the Hebrew, you'll find out it said, thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim, which is God. Now, you go to study the scripture, and the Bible talks a lot about angels, right?